Since earliest recorded history, assassination has been a common practice to eliminate heads of state. Political murders, which have gone on through the ages, have changed the destiny of nations, the social makeup of people, and even the future of the human race. As the World Encyclopedia of Assassination shows, the motives of assassins have been varied, from personal, psychopathic, and government sanction, to the most consistent and horrific, revolution. The World Encyclopedia of Assassination is designed to offer the most comprehensive history of this ages-old crime. But more than a history is offered herein. The victim, of course, is profiled in depth, but so too are most of the assassins, for little attention has been paid to the perpetrators by historians. Their background, social and psychological makeup, their motives and methods are presented in depth. Assassination, unlike murder, is seldom a spontaneous act. As a political killing, the act is carefully planned. The perpetrator creates false explanations far in advance of the deed. With the dynasties of emperors and kings, assassination was a way of political life that assured continued power through bloodlines that were tenaciously preserved. This was clearly evident in one of the first important political assassinations in world history, that of Philip II of Macedonia in 336 BC. This political killing was plotted by Philip's abandoned third wife, Olympias, so that her son, Alexander the Great, could inherit the throne. Olympias herself was assassinated by her enemies in 316 BC, and Alexander's son, Alexander IV, was slain. The kings and queens of ancient Egypt regularly practiced assassinations 200 years before Christ. Queen Cleopatra VII, who became the consort of Julius Caesar, ordered the assassination of her own brother Ptolemy so that Caesarion, the son produced through her liaison with Caesar, could later assume the throne. Caesar was himself the victim of a celebrated political assassination by certain members of the Roman Senate to prevent his becoming emperor. His son, Ptolemy XV, was ordered assassinated by Octavian, Caesar's successor. So heinous a crime was the act of assassination to Dante that he placed Brutus and Cassius, knife-wielding murderers of Caesar, in the very mouth of Lucifer in his Inferno.